Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Been in the news here, well actually not really in the news, but it came out recently and I don't think it's been talked about yet here on Free Talk Live, and that is the Economic Freedom of the North America Index has been released, and we will tell you where New Hampshire ended up. You want to take a guess?
Oh.
Economic Freedom of North America?
I don't know.
You want to take a shot in the dark?
Probably a rural part of New Hampshire, I think.
So when you compare New Hampshire with all the other U.S.
Yeah.
states, all the Canadian provinces, all of the Mexican states, where does New Hampshire
State, the whole state, is it? Or is
the whole
it?
State.
Oh. The whole state. Oh, where is it? I'd say number one or number two, but that's because of history.
Bonnie, you already know the answer.
Yeah, I already know.
So what's the answer?
It's number one.
Awesome.
Yeah. Again.
Yeah, yeah. Was it Florida last year, and now it's New Hampshire this year, or is that a different index?
I believe it was still New Hampshire. Florida's number
one. Economic.
Yeah, for economic
freedom. Okay.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts, though. There's lots to talk about tonight. We can get into what's going on down in Cuba, or rather, what didn't happen in Cuba. And, of course, Kyle Rittenhouse found not guilty. That, of course, is the big news of the day. I'm sure somebody wants to hear about that. We'll definitely get into it. But first, Zephin is already on the line, so we're going to the phones and to the fun. Zephin calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. So I just wanted to bring attention to a wonderful group that does stuff in New Hampshire. It's called the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. I know that you guys have talked about them a lot, but I just wanted to bring to your listeners' attention, if there is anybody that listens in New Hampshire, there's going to be a bill review training / bill review party tomorrow. So essentially what that's going to mean is the nonprofit or the NHLA will go teach you how to review a bill.
Mm-hmm.
And by bill, I mean something that's submitted by the New Hampshire House, you know, like a piece of legislation. And then we basically teach you how to rate the bill based off of if it is pro or anti-liberty. And once, after we train you on that, there's going to be a bill review party afterwards. So essentially you'll put what you learned into practice. And I helped organize this. This is going to be at the show. It's going to start at 2 o'clock.
I was going to say, I mean, Zephin, I know you're relatively new to New Hampshire. I mean, you've been here less than a year, right? Like, when did you make the move?
So I moved here in June.
And you're already involved in, like, setting up training sessions with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, they welcomed me with open arms, and I felt like this was my niche of how to get involved. And so far I've reviewed about 65 bills.
Wow. There's not even really that many that are available to be reviewed yet, right? I mean, they haven't even all gotten their bill numbers at this point for 2022.
Yeah, but there's 800.
Yeah. I mean, not to brag or anything, but, I mean, I've been, like, Jeremy Kaufman uses the term weaponized autism in terms of some of the libertarian activism in New Hampshire, and I feel like I kind of channeled that a bit with this. So far, I've reviewed more bills than everybody else combined, and, you know, not to, like I said, not to brag, but I encourage everybody to attend the training tomorrow so that, you know, I can perhaps have somebody that...
Well, wait, I have a question. Hey, Zephin, I am really interested in this, but I have to work tomorrow. I didn't hear anything about this until just now. Is there any way you guys are going to be, like, live streaming it or anything? Since there's no way I can make it to the show. It's all the way in the Portsmouth Met area, right?
Yeah. So I'm organizing it, so I could film it as long as I have consent of the people that are running it. And that shouldn't be a problem at all. And then I could just send it to you and maybe post it online after. That shouldn't be a problem.
Well, I presume you've already been trained, so are these things happening on a regular basis?
Yeah, they're happening on a very regular basis. So I went to one about a month ago, and that was in sort of the Nashua area. There was one a couple weeks ago that was at Fun Spot, for people that know where that's at in New Hampshire. And then this week, there is one at the Shell. So I'm assuming that as more bills become active, people will organize more trainings and you know, get more bill reviewers on board.
Yeah, that'd be great, because this is hard work, and it takes a real certain personality type. So Bonnie was looking at the list right now. So for listeners that don't know, the political process here is unusually accessible in New Hampshire. That's one of the reasons why New Hampshire was chosen as the destination for the Free State Project, because anybody who wants to can have an effect on the system. You can talk to the state reps. They're accessible. They don't have, like, a staff to stand in the way of you.
Yeah, isn't it something like one rep represents only 3,300 people or something,
Yeah. And so, like, every single bill has to get a hearing. So all 800-plus pieces of legislation that have been proposed for 2022, they've got to get a public hearing. And this New Hampshire Liberty Alliance actually does go through, and they try to read every single one of these bills and rate them. So Bonnie just happened to have this list of legislation pulled up, because you can go to the New Hampshire Legislative Chamber's website, or they call it the General Court, and you can look at all of the filed bills, or at least a little one-sentence blurb about it, because, again, not all the text is ready yet. These things don't even have bill numbers yet in a lot of cases. Some of them have been given bill numbers, but probably half of them haven't at this point in the game. But she was just kind of going through the list and just reading over it.
Yeah, just deciding for myself, like, if I thought it was, like, a good libertarian thing I should pay attention to or not. And then Ian told me there's an actual, like, volunteer job doing that.
Yeah, you seemed to actually be enjoying reading legislation, and I thought, you know, if you actually like doing this,
all I'm thinking is, what is wrong with this girl?
There is an organization that would really appreciate your help. And you know what, Zephan, the other thing that is interesting, you don't even have to be in New Hampshire to help the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance with this kind of work, right?
That's correct. I'm actually planning on training a couple of my friends that for some reason are deciding to stay in California for the moment, and get them to review some as well. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. There was a guy that called in, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. He was calling from Los Angeles and talking about how the Libertarian Party wanted to raise money so they could fight the mask mandate or whatever, which is just a total losing battle. I mean, and I told him that in no uncertain terms. Like, dude, this isn't going to happen. I don't recommend anyone give money to this particular thing. If you actually want to give your money to something that is going to have an effect for liberty, then the best thing to do is give it to organizations in New Hampshire, like the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. And if you don't have money to give, you can give your time, like Zephan's suggesting here. If you like reading bills, well, reading your state's bills wherever you live isn't going to do you any good, because you don't have any liberty legislators. You don't have anything, like, there's no one there who cares about whatever effort you would put in. But here, it makes a difference, because what the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance does with these bill recommendations is they print them onto a piece of paper every single week for each bill that the legislature is going to vote on. So the voting starts in, like, February, March, in that range. And so every single week, they've got volunteers that stand outside of the House chamber, and they hand out these voting recommendations, basically libertarian voting recommendations, to all 400 members of the State House. And I think they do it for the Senate as well. There's 24 senators. And so the amount of work that goes into this, the rating the bills, the, you know, categorizing them, the printing out and making these sheets every single week, the handing them out to the representatives, this is an incredible amount of volunteer work. And as Zephan pointed out, if you're not physically in New Hampshire, but you still want to help what's happening here, you can't.
Yeah. And, you know, what's interesting is most of these reps don't read the bills anyway, right? We all know how, you know, you got to pass it to read it. So it's particularly helpful, because you know that none of these reps are reading all these bills that they're voting.
voting.
Yeah, they couldn't possibly read them all. But one thing that is nice about New Hampshire, and Stephen, did you have more that you wanted to share? Are you good to go?
Yeah, I wanted to talk just a little bit more.
Hang on. We'll bring you back here. More with Zeppin in moments. He's an activist with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. Their website, by the way, nhliberty.org. That's where you can go learn more about them, join the organization. Again, you can do it remotely. If you want to help from the legislative aspect of things up here, make New Hampshire more free, they're doing some of the best work. This is Free Talk.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind. The number here is 603. 303-283-6160. And by the way, joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. On the way, we'll talk about the Kyle Rittenhouse not guilty on all counts. We can get into that. But we actually started the show talking with Zephin in New Hampshire, who is one of the newer movers here, although there's new movers literally, it seems like, every week.
He's not a new mover at this point.
On a new scale of things?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. In the scheme of things, we got people moving like... I mean, even in Key, like once
today.
A week, we have somebody new that moves to town.
I met somebody new today. Well, a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when it comes to the whole first day project, we got people moving every day, probably.
It's amazing what's been happening here over the last several months. But Zephin, actually last year plus.
Yeah, definitely. Last 2 years.
Zephin, you said you moved here in the middle of the summertime, and you already got involved in the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is a group that we've talked about a lot here over the years on Free Talk Live, because they do some really important political work. They rate every single bill, or as many as they can, and they actually have a little contest every year. So you were saying you didn't want to toot your own horn, but hey, somebody's got to, you know, beat your drum, and so kudos to you. If you can get that number one spot, then you know, you deserve the award, because that is brutal work, is reading through these legislative proposals and trying to figure out what the language means and whether or not it's pro-liberty or not. So anyway, you called to let us know that the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is doing another training seminar about that tomorrow. I just heard that, by the way, there was, like, I think it was yesterday, there were multiple different events going on in just Manchester alone. There was like a meeting about New Hampshire cannabis decriminalization, and at the same time there was like another meeting going on about something completely different. And so there's so much to do here in New Hampshire. You actually have to choose. Like, you can't be in more than one place at once, and sometimes you want to be.
There's like eight things going on. Like, especially if you get it like on like a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Like, there's eight things going on like any given day.
So, Zephin, you were wanting to say something else. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, and in comparison to other libertarian causes throughout the country, it's not like you're just running on a hamster wheel and getting nothing done.
Right.
The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, the ranking that they do, it's actually the first thing that most of the legislators look at. Like, there's other groups that do what the NHLA does, but most of the Republican representatives, at least, rely on the NHLA first, and then they look at other recommendations from other groups. And the reason why they do that is because the NHLA works with the broader liberty political machine in New Hampshire, because essentially when a representative votes on something, you know, it's logged into another thing that the NHLA does, which is essentially gives the representatives rankings based on how they voted. And then based off of those rankings on how they voted, if they got an A or an A plus or an A minus, they tend to get endorsed by the Americans for Prosperity or the Young Americans for Liberty, who go door to door and canvass for these people. So, I mean, it's a part of a greater political machine here. So it's not like you're reviewing bills and you know, people pat you on the back or whatever and say good job. No, like, this has tangible effects for liberty in the state.
That's awesome. Yeah, there really is this, you know, this machinery, this ecosystem of liberty-oriented organizations that is decentralized and very, very effective.
Oh, yeah.
What's interesting was the recent Democrats meeting that happened a couple of weeks ago with the Hillsborough County Democrats, where they spent 90 minutes just expressing how effective the liberty movement is here in New Hampshire, essentially doing like an infomercial for us.
They were being mad about it.
They were mad. They have been freaking out lately.
But the thing is, they think that it's all centrally controlled. They think that there's like the Koch brothers who are funding and pulling the levers on everything, and it's not that at all.
Didn't
it's,
they say something like the Liberty or Free Staters moving to New Hampshire get paid to move to New Hampshire?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, it was absolutely. I want to know where my money is. I'm still want. I'm like, they're so off as far as like what is actually happening.
Well, that's the thing. They're actually on it when it comes to all the things that are happening, but their theory about how it's happening
is what they're
off about.
So yeah, that's true.
It's all centrally controlled, but they can identify like all these different organizations, all these different people.
Right.
They've done a lot of research on us, and most of what they researched is true. There are a lot of organizations,
yep.
and there are a lot of very effective activists here, and the numbers are increasing, and we do help people move in.
Sorry.
We have moving parties.
Sure.
Sorry, Democrats, so we don't think in a hive mind.
It's interesting. They see us as different, and it's like we're not a political party. We're like somehow different. It's very bizarre the way they.
But they think we're organized the way they are, which
right?
Is why they
right.
presume that there must be some puppet master at the top with a bunch of money, because that's how they're organized.
Yeah.
They've got George Soros or whoever handing out millions of dollars to these activist organizations that are not ground floor. They're not grassroots. They're from the top down. Anyway, Zeppin, anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, just one last thing. So out of all of the bills that I've reviewed so far, I've found one that is the most pro-liberty, marked at, like, plus 30 in terms of, like, it's how it ends up points-wise for liberty. And then I found one that was minus 30 for points-wise being anti-liberty. And so just keep an eye on these two. The pro-liberty one is known as Defend the Guard, and what that essentially does is it makes it so that the New Hampshire government is able to retain control of its National Guard troops and not have the federal U.S. government deploy those troops into foreign conflicts unless Congress declares an official act of war, which it hasn't done since World War II.
Right.
So it effectively makes it so that the New Hampshire National Guard is never deployed.
That's interesting.
And then the most anti one that I've seen so far is it was proposed by some constitutional threat Democrats. It essentially makes it so that you can't open carry at polling stations, which, New Hampshire, you can do that. Even if it's a school, you can open carry into a...
Can't you even open carry in the House?
Yes, you can, unless you're a House member.
That's funny.
It's a non-binding resolution.
Yeah.
It's a non-binding resolution. Like, it hasn't really been tested yet, but if I ever got elected as a state rep, they're not going to make me not open carry in the House. That's for damn sure.
Zeppin, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, Zeppin, he moved out from California, and, of course, you can't open carry there. And so whenever I see him, I've seen him a couple times at a couple different events since he's moved. He's always open carrying here because he's got that freedom, and he's exercising.
Yeah, I love it when I see people open carry. I don't know how to, I don't own a gun or anything, but I love to see other people open carrying.
Speaking of guns, Kyle Rittenhouse found not guilty today of all counts. Turd Ferguson is on the line. He wanted to comment. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure, you're calling from Pennsylvania. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I do have a few thoughts about the Kyle Rittenhouse thing, and I'll try to keep it somewhat brief, I guess. I guess my first thought...
We'll get to that in a moment. Hang on. More with Turd coming up. He's got thoughts on Kyle Rittenhouse. I imagine there are a lot of people who are just super happy today and a bunch of people who are really upset.
Yep.
They wanted to see this guy go into a prison because he defended himself. They considered him a murderer. The jury disagreed unanimously on all counts.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Wisconsin jury has found Kyle Rittenhouse not guilty of all charges in his double homicide trial.
Rittenhouse remained still and emotionless as the verdict was read, but then broke down and sobbed soon after. Mark Richards, one of the defense attorneys for Kyle Rittenhouse, explains why Kyle was put on the stand.
We had a mock jury, and we did two different juries, one with him testifying, one without him testifying. It was substantially better when he testified, I mean, to a marked degree, and that sealed it.
President Biden is back at the White House after getting a physical and colonoscopy. Leaving Walter Reed Medical Facility in Bethesda, Maryland, Biden said he had a great physical. The president set to pardon the Thanksgiving turkeys at the White House later today. USA Radio News. Democratic lawmakers are taking a victory lap after House passage of a big social spending bill. Talking with reporters, Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling the bill monumental and saying it's about the nation's values. This as Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy says the bill is way too expensive.
When you get rid of the gimmicks, it's like $5 trillion, $4.6 trillion. I went broke reading it. We don't even have 5% of that. $2.5 trillion new taxes, $2.5 trillion new debt.
Some Hulu customers will see a price hike soon. The streaming service is increasing the cost of its live TV subscriptions by $5 a month while adding both ESPN Plus and Disney Plus. Next month, subscriptions with live TV will cost $69.99 per month for the ad-supported version and $75.99 without ads. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
And joining you here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Chris. What do you want to talk about? The Kyle Rittenhouse verdict and whatever it is that comes next? Because certainly there were people who were planning on protesting whether or not Rittenhouse was found guilty, and now he has been found not guilty on every single count by the unanimous jury verdict earlier today. You can comment on that or bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin, of course, down a little bit, down, I don't know, more than 10%, I think, in the last couple days. It's been it's been at around 58. Well, it's definitely yay if you're looking to buy some Bitcoin, because it's now at around $58,000, and just a week ago I think it was like $68,000. So big dip there. Might be a good opportunity to get some if you want to learn about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and cryptocurrency in general. Get on over to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page. You'll get some basic information from that first 3-minute long video, and if you feel like it, if you have more time, watch some more videos, get some more details, because this is technology that is changing the face of finance. I got a clip. If we have a chance, we'll play it. Hillary Clinton attacking Bitcoin. You know, if Hillary doesn't like it, it's probably a good thing. So,
most people don't like her, so.
Exactly. So we'll tell you, if I can play it, I'll get that up here in a little bit. But again, go over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page. You want the latest news headlines, they've got those too over at news.bitcoin.com. Turd Ferguson is calling us from Pennsylvania. Turd, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so just to get right back into what I was talking about, just to start off here, this should be a lesson to everybody, just how dangerous the mob hive mind becomes, and the domino effect. And, you know, one second it's just one guy who just got out of a mental hospital and he's stirring things up, and the next thing you know, 10 people are chasing one guy down the street trying to kill him. And this should be a lesson to everyone, just how dangerous the mob hive mind is.
Who's the guy that just got out of the mental hospital?
Joseph Rosenbaum, the child molester that tried to take Kyle Rittenhouse's gun.
Oh, okay.
And he's
now
dead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, I think his last words, or some of his last words were, "You ain't gonna do S, mother effer."
And he
was dead wrong about that. Now, wasn't he?
Yeah, looks like it.
But yeah, I should say the trial, it was really actually really entertaining in a lot of ways. It was it had like a really good story. It was very cinematic. And I'm hoping, I mean, I know your listener base is very, well-to-do, higher income, higher intellect. Maybe, hopefully, there's maybe an executive from Paramount or Universal or Sony or Warner Brothers or one of these big studios listening to this call, because they should, this trial could very easily become a great trial movie, much like all the great court movies from the golden age of cinema, you know, like 12 Angry Men or My Cousin Vinny, something like that.
Yeah, but you know they're not going to give Kyle Rittenhouse a fair shake. I mean, if Hollywood takes this, it's not going to happen.
Well, maybe there might be one intellectually honest guy in Hollywood that might want to do it. I mean, because like I said, your audience is well-to-do. But let me just say this. If they do, they should cast it like this. Robert Downey Jr. should be Prosecutor Binger, because he'd be awesome at it. And then I think Christian Bale, they could put some makeup on him like Dick Cheney in that movie, put a little bit of meat around the middle, make him look older. He could be the defense attorney. He'd be knocking out of the park, dude. And then the judge. Oh, the judge is my he would be my favorite character, dude. They can cast Anthony Hopkins or Sir Michael Caine to play the judge.
Who would Mila Jovovich play?
I have to say, the judge did make some interesting remarks during the trial. And
were you watching?
I didn't watch the trial.
Oh, okay.
But I definitely was like, I mean, I don't know how you could have avoided it. Everybody was talking about it. But there were just various remarks, like he got upset at the prosecutor at one point, than one point. And so there definitely were some
character.
Yeah. It definitely sounded like it.
Interesting. Turd, anything else you want to share?
Well, I don't know. I would just want to say that I think it was a great trial. I think it was highly entertaining. It was highly story-driven, very cinematic. And please, somebody in Hollywood make a movie out of this. It'll be awesome.
Turd Ferguson, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, if you want to weigh in on Kyle Rittenhouse, we got a lot of discussion in on Thursday night. So if you're interested in hearing, opinions from this show about the Rittenhouse trial, the Thursday night shows are where it got discussed, I think, more often than any other, because Matt, our Thursday night co-host, has been watching minute to minute, basically watching the whole thing. So if you want to weigh in, though, you're certainly welcome to join us here, 603-283-6160. I mean, when you guys heard about the verdicts today, were you surprised? Not guilty on all counts?
I was surprised.
I wasn't. That's a good question. I mean,
it took them 4 days to figure it out.
It seemed like there was only one way the jury could rule on this. But I tend to be a bit of a pessimist. I don't want to say I'm a bit of a pessimist, but like the reality is most people get convicted, right? Like,
yeah, it's easy to be a pessimist about jurors.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, but it did seem to me like a case where like he clearly wasn't guilty, and no matter how much certain people, you know, wanted to, you know, say he's a killer and a murderer and everything, it was self-defense, right? The thing I think that's going to be more interesting is to see what happens with the next trial, because...
What are you talking about? Like Ghislaine Maxwell?
No. I'm talking about his next trial. I'm presuming here for a moment. But a lot of times when these sorts of cases don't go in the favor of the, the prosecution, the victims of the case will... or not the victims, but the families of the victims, I guess, will sue in civil court.
Oh, so, like happened with O.J. Simpson.
Exactly like what happened with O.J. Simpson. So I suspect that this is not over.
For Kyle, right?
Mm-hmm. I suspect that he's going to have to face a civil case, and in the civil case, it's more likely that he will lose because it's preponderance of evidence versus beyond a reasonable doubt.
Terrible.
So he could still end up with like $1 million, you know, or maybe multi-million-dollar verdict, and be put in the poorhouse, basically.
I was shocked that they ruled not guilty because I heard somebody on the radio on LRN.FM make a pretty good point. They said if the jury was going to say not guilty, they probably would have come out with it sooner because it's so obviously not guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And if they were going to say guilty, they might take a few days to discuss things like, oh, first degree, second degree, and stuff like that. That's why I really thought it was going to be guilty, but I thought that was a good point. But when they came out and said not guilty, I was like, oh, wow. I was honestly shocked.
You know what I think it would have been more likely? I kind of figured probably that they would have convicted him on something, but not all, if it's going to take multiple days. Because multiple days kind of makes it sound, seems like they're probably arguing back and forth.
Yeah.
And so and usually, if that's the case, they're probably going to end up compromising, and some of them... yes, and some of them would be no. So the fact that it ended up being no on all of them, surprising.
I think that's a little bit surprising. Too. I thought they'd probably try to convict him on at least one thing.
That's kind of what I was thinking, too. Probably, like, convict him on one or two things
or
whatever.
Well, like you said, though, the evidence is pretty clear. I mean, anybody that saw the videos knows that this guy was clearly defending himself. And on top of that, weren't enough. One of the supposed victims, who's actually his assailant, the one that survived, I forget the dude's name, he's had like an earring or whatever, he was on the stand, and he admitted under oath that he was raising his gun to shoot, you know, presumably, right? That's the reason you raise a gun at somebody, or to, you know...
It doesn't even matter whether or not you were doing it, you know, to shoot somebody else. The fact that you were doing it is enough for that person to believe and defend themselves.
So he admitted that on the stand, and like the prosecutor put his head in his hand like a facepalm after that.
Did the prosecutor do that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, wow.
So
I didn't hear about that.
The fact that the assailant admitted he was an assailant, I mean, if that didn't seal the deal,
right?
There was nothing else it could have. So kudos to the jury for actually doing the right thing in this particular case. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us, 603-283-6160, especially if you've got any updates from Kenosha. You know, what are the streets like in Kenosha right now? Are there protests? It's free time.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. What do you want to weigh in on? All counts not guilty, according to the jury today. Initial news reports are saying that the protests have failed to materialize, although the report that I was looking at was 2 hours old, and it's just now, you know, it's only been dark for an hour or so over in Wisconsin at this point. So if there are protests, they may still be waiting until, you know, night has fully fallen before they come out, or maybe they won't come out at all, in which case that'd be great. I mean, I don't relish, you know, to see any property destruction. I don't want to see people, as was described last night by Magnus Panvidia, that we read some of his posts about this, people fighting people. You know, the enemy is the state. And again, I don't believe in violence. I don't think violence is the answer or the solution to the state. That's the tool that the state uses. And the state wants you to fight with other people. They want you to believe that it's the other that is the problem. The other innocent individuals out there who might have a different political belief than you.
They want us to fight with each other so they can control us all.
Correct. And they would nothing would make the state people, the government gangsters, happier than seeing individuals, quote-unquote groups, fighting in the streets over the Kyle Rittenhouse situation, because it just gives the police the excuse that they need to come in there with tear gas and bombs and guns and armored personnel carriers and tanks and every, you know, all the toys that they can possibly get out, arrest as many people as possible, crack as many heads as possible, That's what they get off on.
Yeah, they actually have dropped, I don't know if people remember this, but they have actually dropped bombs on houses and things in order to, like, target people they're, like,
sure.
going after.
Yeah, they did, like, that in Philly back yep. in the 70s, was it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's like, and you think like, and I mean, obviously there was the tank during the raids on here at the studio
sure.
In March, but yeah, it's there's been other cases where they've actually dropped bombs. So, and they don't care who they kill.
Sure.
So
they only care about protecting their power.
Yep.
So again, the number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, you can bring up anything. I said I was going to play the Hillary Clinton clip. Then coming up, the economic freedom of North America. The study has come in. The numbers, I have to find out what year they're from. They usually trail by like 2 years. So even though this is fresh, it's 2021 publication. I believe the numbers are probably a couple years old. Yeah, I'm looking at it here. Looks like 2019. So they, you know, they don't take COVID into account on this one yet. And we're gonna have to wait until 2022 or 2023 before we really start to see those numbers. But we'll tell you more about that. I did say I was gonna play the Hillary Clinton clip. So here she is. She's addressing what appears to be a Bloomberg New Economy Forum. This is a quick clip with her weighing in.
And then one more area that I hope nation states start paying greater attention to is the rise of cryptocurrency. Because what looks like a very interesting and somewhat exotic effort to literally mine new coins in order to trade with them has the potential for undermining currencies, for undermining the role of the dollar as the reserve currency, for destabilizing nations, perhaps starting with small ones, but going
government war.
Yeah, yeah. This is a list of really excellent things. When she says destabilizing, yeah, as you say, Bonnie, the government. Yeah. When she says nation, that's what she means. She doesn't mean the people.
No.
The people won't be destabilized by cryptocurrency.
No.
If anything, the reverse is true. We are more stabilized by the existence of cryptocurrency because
the dollar's going to crash anyway, whether it's sooner
right.
or later.
Right. So
it's not crypto's fault.
Well, right. Now they have something to blame when it does.
Crypto is the cushion that people could land on, like gold and silver. Used to be the only one.
Yeah, and that's what I say. It means that we are more stable. Because if you're holding cryptocurrency and the dollar is crashing, and it is, and it has been for, you know, ever, since they took away the gold standard, if you have cryptocurrency, then you're in a more stable position. In fact, you're growing in value over time, likely. I mean, there's no guarantees that that's going to continue. Obviously, Bitcoin's down 10%, but, you know, over time.
But how much is the
up.
Dollar down? I mean, the dollar has lost a significant value in the past year.
And it never goes up.
Whenever I first started learning about crypto around the time I met you guys in October 2020, I really thought, oh, the point is number goes up. That's so cool. The number goes up. You get some and then you get more because the number goes up. And I just really didn't understand at the time that the point is just to use something outside of their system. Yeah, I don't know.
They can't control.
They can't control.
Yeah, I mean, one of the reasons why it's good to use crypto and gold backs and things of that nature is that when you use the U.S. dollar effectively, it gives them more, especially people outside the United States, it gives them more power, right? Because they can print more dollars and they have more, the losses are effectively reduced from, like, their perspective. So they sort of have more money, effectively, is what it results in. And they can buy more goods. But if people around the world stop using the U.S. dollar, well, it would begin to collapse. So,
and it is collapsing.
Yeah, so the more people use crypto and other, you know, other, hopefully non-fiat currencies, but other currencies like, you know, gold backs and things like that, the better. Yeah.
And that's what, you know, that's why she's frustrated.
Right.
Like, She is
the war machine.
She is absolutely an example of the war machine. And she is addressing this, and I don't know how many times Hillary Clinton's ever talked about Bitcoin before. This is the first clip I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But the fact that she has to say something is a real indicator that it is really a threat, right?
Yeah.
Like, if they're not talking about you, they're not talking about you. But if they're talking about you, there's a reason for it. And
The
reason is you're a threat to their status quo. There's a few more seconds of this clip. Here we go.
Much larger. So when we think about this new environment in which we find ourselves that we've been discussing for the last time.
So that's pretty much the end of the clip there. So talking about the end of these nation states, it's going to destabilize so-called nations. And nation is just code word for state. So it's going to destabilize the states of the world. And not my problem, honestly. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
And that's not necessarily a bad thing, right?
No, it's a great thing.
It's when we have better solutions that come along, right?
It shakes them to the core and gets rid of them all.
It is to your benefit, right? Like, people think the nation or country collapsing is a bad thing, but not necessarily. It can sort of be bad if you're holding dollars.
If you're not preparing yourself.
Right, and you're not moving away from the thing that is collapsing.
The signs have been around since I was a little kid. I remember hearing about a hedge against inflation when I was a little kid on, like, Fox News, when they would only be talking about gold. Another crash is going to come, like what happened in 2008. Another crash is going to come because the dollar is inflating. People have had time to prepare. It's on you at this point.
That's true.
The thing is, even, stabilizing has its negative side too, right? Like, if you look at, like, the Great Depression, for example, it recovered. And whenever you see those kind of depressions occur, they recover. It's just part of a natural flow. And the government has kind of, like, reduce them to some degree, but it's not necessarily a bad thing. You just have to be prepared for it and take some responsibility for yourself. And the sooner I think we do that, the better, just as a people,
Yeah, the good news is you got time, it's the sooner you can do something about it, the better, though. So, as soon as you can get into cryptocurrency or alternatives like gold or silver, although, honestly, as much as I love gold and precious metals, all you have to do is look at the last decade of the gold price compared to Bitcoin, and it's not even a comparison.
So, it's interesting because, it kind of sounds a little crazy, like what we're saying, I think, but at the same time, if you ask, like, a traditional investor person, they're basically going to tell you similar sorts of things. You don't invest in dollars generally. You invest in things that go up in value. So, and this is kind of no different. It's the same thing. Like, you invest in Bitcoin because it goes up in value, right? And the dollars
decline
in value. So, right, exactly. And this is the thing. The other thing they're going to tell you is diversify, right? Bitcoin go up, but what if it does go down? Well, you need to have something to fall back on that might be more stable.
For sure.
Maybe gold or silver or something like that would be.
Altcoins.
Well, a lot of the times when Bitcoin goes up and down, the altcoins follow along. There are sometimes some that buck the trends. So it's interesting to see that.
If something happens to the only one that you're holding, and there's other ones that nothing happens.
You're saying don't put all your crypto eggs in one basket. You should have more than just Bitcoin.
Yeah, because nobody, our host, believes that Bitcoin is somehow going to
collapse. Okay.
I don't know if that's going to happen, but it's certainly, I don't think it's going to be number one forever. Mm-hmm. I don't think Bitcoin's going to all of a sudden fall apart. But everybody's got their opinion, right?
I
think that, like the Model T, the Ford, the first car or whatever, that didn't stay on top forever, right? Like, something came out that was better, and eventually the market realized that. And the market is somewhat irrational in the world of cryptocurrency.
Oh, definitely.
Some things shouldn't be as popular as they are.
I think markets in general are irrational, though, too, so.
It takes time to shake those things out.
Yeah.
603-283-6160, you can join us, and we got more coming up with...
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties.
So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.